Santa! Nossa, cara! Você vê que tá
Oh, congratulations.
Amen. Turn with me to the book of Acts. Yeah, I keep telling about the Christmas funds is getting low. Yeah, some older ones, they complaining now. Because they can't get as much as they used to get no more. I said, that was too many of y'all. Let the line go up. $10 here, $10 here, $10. The book of Acts. Ninth chapter. Begin at the first verse. And Saul yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the prick. And he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Now, and the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man, but they led him by hand and brought him into Damascus. Now, we may know as the Apostle Paul, but before then his name was Saul. And as you can see, this man was on his way, amen, to capture all of our young, anybody who was a Christian, really. Amen. He was going to capture them, bring them back, and probably had to be thrown in jail or executed. Amen. Now, he thought that was his way of life. That was his mission. Amen. Because, you know, he grew up with good education. Amen. And thought he was doing the right thing or the right purpose. Amen. But here he is now on his way. The Lord woke him up, basically, and tried to let him know, says, that is not your destination, basically. You know, I have a plan for your life. And here is this man became the writer of both of the New Testaments. Amen. And he suffered a lot just for the sake of the gospel. He became one of the most dedicated men there is, amen, as far as the gospel is concerned. Amen. But he didn't realize that was the plan for his life. Just like the first one realized the plan for our lives. Amen. You may have said, well, when I get older, and I'm going to go to school, I'm going to get a great education, I'm going to get me a great job, I'm going to make me a whole lot of money, I'm going to do all these great things. But God had a different plan for me. Amen. Amen. And so God intervened. Amen. And he turned it around because who knows? You probably was going to get killed, or you probably was going to land in jail, or who knows? Amen. But God intervenes. Amen. And when he intervenes, he makes you who you are to be. Amen. If you be obedient and follow his direction. Amen. How many of you trust no doubt? You know him, right? Amen. You hear the story? I said he was a good football player. Amen. And this dude, that was going to be his life. He had plans to join the NFL. But one day, he broke his leg. Amen. And he thought his whole life was over. But then the Lord spoke to him. Amen. And then the Lord says, look, that's not the way I'm meant for you to go. Amen. Because he was looking at making all this big money and all this in the NFL. But if you see him now, right, big megachurch guy, still got money. So he still had money just the way that God wanted him to go. Amen. So says is that we are a royal priesthood. We are a chosen generation. Amen. And under the law, the high priest only could enter the holiest of all. But Christ died. He died, amen. And the veil, or the veil itself, is a type of Christ. Human body was rent or was torn by, so that now the believer is the priest now. Priest equally with Christ, the high priest, who have access to God in the holiest. Now we don't need no intermediary. Now we can go to Christ all by ourselves. Amen. Because we're filled with the Holy Ghost. We don't need nobody in between. Amen. Because we have the Holy Ghost, you can seek the Lord by itself. And so that's the reason why he says that we are a chosen generation, because we are chosen by God. Amen. And we're a royal priesthood. That priest is there. Amen. Because we being the priests, amen, can go to God. Amen. For ourselves. He also says that there are many that are called. Many called, but few chosen. Many that are called, amen, but few chosen. Aren't you glad today that God chose you?
Amen.
Amen. Aren't you glad that God chose you? It's the entire world, but God has chosen you. Amen. And if he chose you, amen, then it's the greatness for you. Maybe not greatness in the terms of you think great is, but the fact that he chose you, you know your eternal heaven awaits you. Amen. The Bible says we must pray and hope that our name are written in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. Because it says the books were open. Amen. And then the book was open. See? You want to make sure your name is in the book and not in the books. Amen. Because if it's in the books, then you're in trouble. So you want to make sure your name is in the book. Amen. And then the second man, make sure my pastor name is, amen. So it says that many apostles still are chosen. Once you were less than nothing, now you are God's own. Once you knew very little of God's kindness, very little, but now your very lives have been changed by it. Amen. Why? Because that's who he made us to be. That's who he made you to be. Amen. Don't be discouraged. Amen. Don't be depressed. Amen. Just dive into God's words and just worship him. Amen. And you can find out what he called you to do. Pastors say that all the time. They say it. They say they are here to help us. You know what it says? It says it's here to help us to get into the position where we need to be who God calls us to be. But who does he call us to be? Amen. I know what was called when I was young. I didn't know what it was. Amen. But I knew. But did I follow that? No. Amen. I was out doing what I wanted us to do. Amen. Until one day, amen, I was driving down the road. Amen. You know, and I saw this car coming, and I said, I know this guy's not going to turn. I know he's not going to turn. But the light changed the yellow. You know what we do? We try to beat the yellow light. And here is that. When he turned, and I smacked dead into him. Ah! Amen. You know, my head and everything on the steering wheel. Then about a couple weeks after that, I'm driving around 95. You know, just driving. And all of a sudden, the car took to 360 in the middle of the road. All I was doing was just changing lane. That's all it took for me, people. That's all it took. I was going to wait for the third time. After with three strikes, I'm out. After that, I was getting a message. Amen. I wanted to work with stuff, and I know a young man who been knocking on the door all the time trying to tell me about Jesus, who will hide every time he shows up. Amen. I didn't want to hear that about no Jesus, even though I didn't know about Jesus, but you know, I know all of him, but don't really know him. Like many people, they know all of him, but don't really know him. Amen. You know, and I asked him, but I didn't even say stuff. Because I thought it was a Catholic. I don't know about no saying stuff. Amen. And look at God, he was right there in the office. Amen. He led me to Christ. Amen. He led me to Christ. Amen. I didn't wait to go to a church.
Sunday, because I wasn't going to make it. So I just throw the whole week left. I said, you're going to do this now. Amen. I praise God, name of Christ, you know. And I felt something. I felt a real feeling. I don't know what kind of salvation folks got today. Amen. But I'm telling you, if your salvation is real, you're going to change.
Yeah.
It's going to bring about a change in your life.
Amen.
Amen. You cannot stay the same way. Impossible. It is virtually impossible. You know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It is impossible for you to stay the same way every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days. No, a change has to come about.
Yeah.
Amen. And a change came about because all of a sudden, I felt like a hunger. Amen. I don't really ran home. You know, I don't know if I told the story before. I just started reading the New Testament. In the whole week, I read an entire New Testament. I felt like I was just hungry. Just kept reading like a hunger. Just kept reading. Amen. Amen. Like I could put it down. And that was an indication to me that, hey, you know, this salvation stuff is real. Amen. Just like many of some of y'all today, most of y'all today, all of y'all today. Amen. That when you get saved, you know it's real because you feel something.
Yeah.
Maybe not a God of feeling, but it comes with feeling.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. And then today, when the Holy Ghost comes, woo, that's another level there. Yeah, that's another level there. Amen. Amen. I didn't have no tongues of fire. I'm talking about him. Amen. But I felt something. Amen. Yeah, I felt something. Yeah, I cried to God that there was a minister. Amen. At the church, and every Sunday he was fired. Fired, man. I'd just be all excited. And one day I said, man, I need to get that Holy Ghost stuff there. Amen. I saw what I did. I went home and I went to my room and I started reading about me singing the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues and all that stuff. You know, and you know the Bone Church, you know, they teach you. Hey, they'll make you get that Holy Ghost. Amen. Jesus. We don't know all that. Jesus. Hey, I started going to another church, got you going. Amen. Boy, after a while, hey, you don't get that Jesus, boy. Then they take turns, amen. Amen. Because one would come, Jesus. And when she gets tired, another one pick it up. Jesus. Come on, hold it now, boy. Hold it now. Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm talking about. That's old school stuff. Amen. You know, today is different time now. Today is different time. Modern time. Holy Ghost comes different than modern folks now. Jesus. And they probably just wait. Lord, bless you, Jesus. Amen. You gotta show some enthusiasm. Amen. That's some enthusiasm. But anyway, I went home. And I knelt down by my bedside. And I said, Jesus, you got to give me this Holy Ghost. Just like how these apostles have. Give it to me, Lord. Give it to me, Lord. And I'm telling you, the next thing I know, my stomach started to vibrate. I don't know what was happening. I started to shake the chair on. Amen. Then I feel this tongue stuff begin to come, man. But you know what? I was rolling, amen. Amen. Sin. Boy, I thought you talking about sin. I was happy. Boy, a couple steps. Kind of holding on. Okay, a couple steps anymore. But hey! That was real, folks. That was real stuff. Amen. You feel the God, Holy Ghost. You know it's real. Amen. What I'm saying is that many are called. Amen. But few are chosen. Amen. So God calls me to be what I am. Amen. So no matter what path I try to take, he would gear and direct me back into that same, in the path that he wants me to be. Amen. Amen. You know, he made you meet people that will guide you in the same way. Guide you whatever way you do it. Just like I said, the pastor kept saying, he's trying to guide us. If that was your call, amen. He wants to help us get there. Amen. He said, the graveyard folks is full of people who have never fulfilled their callings. Why? Because someone convinced them that's not who God says they are. Graveyard full of dead folks. who didn't fulfill a call because somebody told them or convinced them that's not who they're supposed to be. Amen. But God against have a different story. Because if God says you are, that's who you are. Amen. And it says here that some of us are called to be what? Prophets. Some are called to be evangelists. Some are called to be teachers, pastors, musicians. Amen. They possess all of the greatness. But guess what happened? We set it for other stuff than what God intended for us to be. Amen. But look at all the great stuff he called us to be. And somehow, I'm going to say the devil or the enemy convinced you not only that you're not worthy, amen, but probably say, you know, you can't do that. And it's going to bring up your entire past. It's going to bring your past up. You know, remember so-and-so. Remember this one. Remember it that way. Amen. But God says he casts our sins in the sea of forgetfulness. Amen. He doesn't remember it no more. He doesn't hold it against you. There's nothing too bad, amen, that you can do that God can't save you. Amen. Or he can deliver you. Or he can heal you. Amen. Because he is a restorer. Amen. God can do it. He can make a difference in your life. Folks won't even notice you when you make a change. Amen. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you look like now. Amen. I might be broke today, but with God tomorrow, I'll be rich towards him. Amen. You can be rich towards God. Don't matter what you look like. Don't let folks tell you no different. Amen. Don't let them tell you no different. Amen. It's not too late. It's not enough for us old and aching bones and all that kind of stuff. Amen. But don't cast the vision away. Don't cast it away. It's not too late. God can still work that miracle. Amen. Your dreams and vision are still there. He said it's still there. Amen. You just got to get up and wake it up. Amen. And stop thinking you too old. Amen. Or you got experience. Or you can, you know, do whatever. He called you to be that minister. He called you to be that deacon. Amen. All you got to do is just get up and just submit to the calling. And God, amen, will do it. You don't have to have no education. You don't have to have no alphabet behind your name. You just be that child of God. Amen. And God will make the difference. Amen. He's the one who educates people anyway. Amen. He's the one to educate us. He's the one to give us the wisdom and the knowledge. Amen. Tell me, listen. You know what Joyce Meyer? Everybody know Joyce Meyer? Yeah. Amen. Look at her testimonies and her story. Look at the times she had said, amen, how when she told folks she was supposed to preach the word. Tell them, they would tell her, nah, she can't do it. She never been cut out to be that kind of thing. Amen. Amen. And look at her now. Look at her now. Just because she had just sat down and listened to what, we're talking about church folks. We're talking about people of the world. We're talking about church folks. Because they can discourage you just as well as the folks in the world. Matter of fact, they do worse damage. Amen. Because most of the world, you probably not going to listen to them. But the church folks, you think what they say is truth. Amen. Especially if they say, God told me. Or God showed me. Amen. That's a famous lie. God told me. Or God showed me. Amen. See, then you come up, but he ain't showed me what you say he showed you. Amen. Amen. Because whoever I want, he showed me, that I'm going to be mighty and powerful in it. Amen. Amen. And I'm sure he will show me that and show you something completely different. Yeah. Amen. So you got to be careful what people have been saying to you. That's why you can't share your vision and dream with everybody. Amen. Amen. Because everybody's not for you. Amen. Amen. So, yes, and she turns out to be great because she didn't listen to those folks. Amen. God uses trials and people to get us where we need to go and to be who we are or ought to be.
Amen.
Amen. He used it. He used folks. He used the trials. He used the tribulation. Amen. To get you where he needs to get you. You may not like it. Amen. Because it says that no chastity. You know, who like to be chastened? Nobody. Amen. You don't like to be whooped upon, you know, but God will do it. He'll allow it, amen. Just so you can be who you are in Him.
Amen.
Amen. He knows you can do better than what you're doing now. He knows you're supposed to be great. He knows you're supposed to be kind and affectionate to people. He knows you're supposed to be a helper. Amen. He knows this. And so He'll guide you, or He'll use people to get you there. Amen. Amen. So for instance, he wants to get you, in the ministry and stuff. Amen. He can use the pastors to discipline you or rebuke you. Amen. With love. You know, but that's before getting to leave church. Because folks don't love correction. Amen. Even when the men wear. They don't like that kind of stuff. So they get up and leave without realizing that they're forsaking their blessings. Amen. Even at work. Amen. God wants you to be great. Amen. And so because you lay every day, amen, you use that boss to chastise you. Amen. To get you straight. And get you in line because the promotion coming up. Amen. And he wants you to be the chief. Well, you can't be the chief. Amen. If you always make them lazy. Amen. So you don't use, the boss or somebody to, like, keep that hoop. Get upset. Amen. Amen. So, but when God do it, amen, it will work out in your favor. It will work out. It will work out in your favor. I can recall I was in the military. And I was trying to get promoted. But I wouldn't go to no school, no college. I feel high school was enough. Amen. That's it. And someone ended up with this supervisor. And they kept telling me, you need to go to college. Man. You need to go to college. Amen. But I was paying no attention. But then he started turning the heat up. Amen. He started turning the heat up. Counseling, all this kind of stuff. Yes. And boy, I tell you, it was a pain and hurt me just to come to work and see him. Amen. But what? But it worked out because eventually I listened. Amen. I listened to stuff. And it worked out for my good. But the college should be showing that I got my degree. Amen. But look at that. But I need not have done that. You see, I might be sitting twiddling my thumb, Amen. Amen. So we got to be careful. Amen. And God will use people to get you to the position you need to get. Now, the story. I don't tell a whole bunch of story like folks, but here's one more. Amen. And this is a true story, too. Our church used to go to, he was a drummer. A drummer here. But the guy had a great, whatever that word is, aspiration, Amen. The guy was pretty smart. Well, the old folks, they still come grow up some of the old stuff. Amen. And so that's what they kept telling him. Says, God will fix it for you, man. God will take you. You ain't got to go to no college. Because you want to go to college. You ain't got to go to no college, man. Just come to church every Sunday and every day and just keep playing the drum. Playing the drum. Amen. See? But that was a bad advice, if you ask me. But here it is, man. He wanted us to be greater than what he was doing. But he never did because he listened to the folks. And he just stayed there. Yeah, he said, playing up the drum. But he never got no further than what he was doing. Amen. Because he listened. The people and then listen to probably the voice of God was telling you. Amen. You want to be a doctor. Amen. Now how many of y'all gonna go to the hospital and hear this person go walk up and say, I didn't go to no doctor school. I didn't believe that God gave me knowledge. Now you tell me how many of y'all want to be an operator. Nobody. Amen. So we have to be wise. We have to be wise. And so if that's the way that God is taking you, that's the way he wants to take you. Amen. Amen. So again, God has great things for us people. He has great things for us. Great things. Amen. Some of us have probably already attained the greatness. But for those of you who haven't, amen, trust in the Lord. Trust in God. And don't let people keep telling you, amen, that you are not who you are. God says you are who you are. He will make you who you are. Amen. Because you are better than that. Amen. Give God a hand praise. God is God. I am who God says I am. Amen. I am who God says I am. I don't have to listen to what people say. Amen. About me. Amen. If it's negative, I can just cast it off. I say, no, that's not what God called me to be. Amen. Amen. I'm not that kind of person. I am who God says I am. And that's what I'm going to do. Amen. It said I'm a royal priesthood. It said I'm a chosen generation. And that's why I am. Amen. So I'm going to trust in the Lord with all my heart and all my mind. Amen. You think about this. Amen. How many of you, if you could start over, would do some things different? Just about all of us. All of us probably would do a lot of stuff different. Some probably would get a different wife, different husband, different king. Some probably would want no kids. Or some would say, go some kids. You know, we all would do some different stuff. And I said, we would do it for that. I'm just saying, amen, that there are just some things in life that I know you'll do differently if you could start over. Amen. Amen. A lot of stuff I do for her if I could start over. Amen. But we can. But it's not too late for some things. God is still able. He's still sitting on the throne. He has given us. Amen. He's given us this wonderful, amen, building here. Amen. And the whole field out there that the pastor said he had vision and dream for. Ain't no need for us to sit at it and say, we can't do nothing. No, we can do something. But God still give us the strength and the energy, amen, to do whatever needs to be accomplished. Amen. Look at the man he sent here for, Brother Michael Lee. Look at the man he sent here, amen, is doing all this great accomplishment. Amen. See, because God had a purpose for him. And here is his purpose. I'm sure he has some terrible things in his past that we don't want him to care to know about. Amen. But praise be God, God cleaned him up. Amen. Make him a new man. And here he is now. Amen. Working and doing for the Lord. Building God's house in Jesus' name. Amen. I am who God says I am. Amen. And we thank you for this word. We hope it's been a blessing to you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Anybody get anything out of this word tonight? I appreciate that word. You know, in Isaiah 43:1 says, he calls me by name. Okay? He knows who you are. And he knows, you know, we were talking about the instrument thing, and, you know, a little while back, a guy had given me a grand piano, and I wanted to play piano my whole life. But, you know, I've been an executive, I've been too busy, I've been doing this, I've been doing that. And, you know, I said, God didn't give me a piano that he didn't want me to play. And as I begin, I signed up, I've been taking lessons and all that. And I'm actually pretty good at it. And I realized, you know, in our lives, we need to open those presents God's given each of us. Because wouldn't it be terrible to go through my whole life and never open that present and never even know that I had any talent whatsoever in music? So God knows who we are, and he knows what we need. And I'm so thankful, you know, for that word tonight, but I appreciate it. If you always give us a word from your heart, but that was, you know, God does know. Sometimes we need to be reminded. Yeah, I do this, I do that. But you know what? What gives me the most joy is, God, what do you need me to do today? God, not what I want to get done today. God, what do you need me to do today? What do you need me to do in this hour? Because, if you know what time it is, the time. So I just thank you. I just want to close with a prayer. Lord, we just thank you for tonight. We thank you for your word tonight. And we thank you, Lord, that it would touch our hearts, it would take root. And God, that you would reveal yourself to us in a new way. We thank you for your mighty power working in the nations. In Jesus' name. Amen. And I think we got some treats and stuff back there in the coffee bar, so stop back there on your way out, grab a sandwich or something sweet, a cup of coffee. Love y'all. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Good job. Made it through.
Oh, wow. You sound like I was playing catch up.
Probably could. It's closer. Oh, this one needs some new batteries. Something's going on with this one.
I guess that was the last time. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Got it.
Yeah, hey, you do that.
Thank you.
Everybody, y'all can play that. I saw him from Jonathan McReynolds. You ever hear that song, Grace?
How does it go?
From Jonathan McReynolds.
Yeah, well, well.
I put, that in, here, I put the other mic in his basket. Still got two bars on it.
Okay, that's fine.